Welcome back, everyone. It's Aces Premiership Countdown, Round 8. Can you believe it? And do we have an action-packed episode for you? We review Anzac Day. Should we have a shootout or extra time? The pig has his say. We talk about the showdown, the Battle of the Bridge, the Pies v the Blues. It's a big week of footy. And do we have a great stop that? If you're a taxi driver or a bloke leaving your pubes on the seat, well, stop that. Tune in right here and plenty more. This episode is proudly sponsored by KPI Construction Services. When it comes to construction sites, reliability and efficiency are key. That's where KPI Construction Services shines. With a single call, KPI provides a range of essential services, which includes labour hire, crane hire, and traffic control. KPI is a progressive business with modern plant and equipment across all of their operating states. Focusing on innovation and to avoid the business drifting is always front of mind. We are proud to be aligned with and have such a reputable company partnering with the show. Aces, I know I always go on about the Rixies, but I got huge news. We have all our styles and colours restocked on the website right now. Get online, grab some sunglasses at rixeyewear.com.au right now and use our little discount code Aces if you want a 20% discount code on the house.
All right, Tommy, let's get stuck into the podcast, mate.
Welcome back, everyone. It's the Aces Premiership Countdown and the Pig and Train are coming to you live right now. We told you it's go, go, go. The 12-week challenge is well and truly away. The train's up and about. The Pig's still working through a few things, but it was a great week. Pig, how are you? Great to see your face.
Good, mate. It was a good weekend of footy. I know I didn't get up again on my Pig's parlay, but I'm working on it. I'm hearing the feedback and hopefully another win. What'd you get up to on the weekend, mate? A lot more eventful for you than me, obviously. Yeah. Went away. I want to hear a little bit about it.
What was meant to be the greatest weekend of all time, as I said to you, Pig, it was tough, man. Like, it was Anzac Day, you know, it was meant to be the greatest day ever. Like, I was going to go fly to Tassie, Bunbury, and play 18 at 8 a.m. The flight was at 6:30, and then we get off the track and or you know the golf course, and then the greatest game of the year starts. For me, I went down with gastro at 12:30 a.m. Now have a go at this. There's a lot to this, so we booked this it's about 5K each, I reckon. Like
yeah, I've done
maybe
a
more.
Trip.
Like it I'm is. Just it's like expensive. Just to put it out there, it's very expensive, and you pay a deposit, and then you pay a little bit later before you go, and you know. You can't wait. Everything's kind of sorted. So, you know, I did that. Everything was good to go. And I thought, all right, I had a busy week at work, had that NFL event, met Jordy Malalata, got home. I was starting to feel a little bit just, you know, exhausted from a short turnaround of a week. And anyway, I'm in bed and I'm starting to get the shakes, the full body shakes. Mm. And the flight leaves at 6:30 a.m. You have to be there. Sorry, not 7:30. You had to be at the you know, Essendon Airport on those little planes, as we spoke about last week. Yes. Mind you, that are not bad. And at 12:30, mate, I'm hurting, and then I start throwing up, start, you know, going to the dunny, and my guts have just gone on me.
Both ends.
And I've got a migraine like no other. I'm full body shaking. I'm thinking I thought I had food poisoning. I'm like, fuck, you'll be right. Just get through it. You know, the flight's you got 6 hours. Just keep. So I went to the toilet like 6 times. And then I started smashing the hydrolytes and water. And the more I drank, the more I had to keep going to the bathroom. Yeah, and yeah, I was in so much pain. And the thought of actually telling my mates, like, you know, I'm talking 9 p.m. I'm razzing them up, sending them pics of me, getting ready. I actually stayed at mum and dad's because it was closer to the airport. So I packed all my bags, left town. I go, ready to go, boys. I had the clutching co, custom embroideries. Like, I had everything ready to go for the lads up and about. So my communication is, I've got the embroidery, boys. I can't wait. See you tomorrow morning. And then my next contact was 6 a.m. I called my mate. And I said, man, I can't come. And he thought I was pranking him. He's like, he goes, come on, Train, fuck up with your games.
Harden up.
He goes, yeah, harden up. I go, mate, I'm serious. Oh, I'm in a world of pain here. Probably the top 2-3 I've ever been in. And he goes, mate, fucking it's not the right time, not right now. And I'm like, mate, I am hurting. I don't know what's wrong with me, but I'm considering calling the hospital, like, you know, going there and getting on a drip. Anyway, and then after I made the call, my old man will run the clutch in co and all that stuff to you because he lives around the corner. Away they went without me. And then I woke up at about 4 p.m. Like I'd up and
so
down.
You didn't go with the boys.
Couldn't go with the boys. I couldn't get out of bed. I had the full flushes, like hot, cold. Mate, so anyway, so I've missed it. And I think the boys are rattled. You know, and I'm thinking, what are they saying about me? My head was all over the joint. Finally fell asleep, woke up about 4 p.m. I think Jakey String had kicked 1-3. Anyway, and then I convinced myself it was food poisoning. I was like, fuck, I'm starting to turn a corner here.
Yep.
Which I was. Stopped going to the dunny, I think because I had nothing left in my stomach. So I go, fuck it, I'll book a flight to Lonnie. So I got on a plane to Lonnie about 8:55 on my own, landed, got in a cab. The boys told me it was a 40-minute cab. Fucking hour and a half,
an hour
man.
20, yeah.
Anyway, so I get there at midnight, and then what I thought was food poisoning, man, it's hit me again. I'm full body shakes. I go, boys, I said g'day. They're all blind in the pub. So at midnight, you can imagine how many beers they'd had. First night fever as well. Did not leave bed for like another full day. And then we ended up having to pack up and then get on that plane. So I missed all of Barmboogle.
You didn't play?
Didn't play one. Didn't touch a golf club. And then I ended up just doing King Island and Kate Wickham at about
30%. So you went out there. Okay, so that's all right.
But when we got to Kate Wickham, that was our last night accommodation, power outage, no water, no electricity. And all the blokes, this is the worst part, all me mates have gone down with gastro. I think I passed it on. Six to the eight have gone down. Then there's no water. Blokes are squirting all over the dunnies. You couldn't flush the dunnies. I'm thinking, mate, it was up there. Boys are turning on each other, blaming me. What the fuck are you doing here?
You are the blame. No one else is to blame.
Well, no, there was a few things going around Barmboogle, and I didn't actually see the boys till day three, and they were going down day two. So that was my argument. But I just got home and it was the worst trip of my life.
Yeah, well, fuck. I'm glad you told me it. I only went for 4.5 minutes, but I got him.
How did get the context out
good
there?
Story.
How bad's that though? It's like, how unlucky is that?
It's hard. Gastro, food poisoning,
and then a power outage.
And then you've had the power outage.
We got there.
And then pass it on to your mate. We got the bloke.
His name's Gazza. I know he's driving this old bus, and he's got our stuff. And he goes, "Righto, boys, this is where you got to get out. Enjoy Cape Wickham, beautiful course. Oh fuck, looks like that power pole's in trouble, boys." And we're like, "What's that mean?" He goes, "Looks like you'll be having no power all night." And we're going, "Come on, Gaz, you're taking the piss, ain't you?" He goes, "Oh, well, it's on fire, so you're probably no chance." I'm thinking, this is fucking, you're kidding. Like, what are the chances of that?
What was going to be a dream trip, it was a nightmare.
So I must say, it was still the Cape Wickham, unbelievable course.
It's number one in Australia now.
Stunning. We had great weather.
Both are amazing. So,
was my weekend, mate. It was eventful. It knocked me for six. Yeah. So I reckon I lost about 5 kilos.
Fit.
I'll tell you what kind of cleanse, I'll be honest. The juice cleanse. I'm on the juice cleanse as we speak, mate.
Juice cleanse.
What about you, mate? You went to Anzac Day.
We'll talk about that.
How was the day for you? And then we'll talk about the results.
So I got a couple of mates I grew up with. We went, it was planned a while back, and I was going for the Bombers, and it was a good day. Loved it. Like, I had a few beers, had lunch, and then went to the footy, and it was an epic game. Any team could have argued their point that they could have won. We'll go into a little bit. I'll do it now. It was going to be my eye catch.
Let's get right into it.
I'm going to put my Rixies on and we'll go into it.
Are they your Rixies or did you leave them at home again?
The
boys are going to get into you about the small frames of Soho Storms.
I might put them up here. The Rick's eye-catching moment for me was the draw, but also the chat around afterwards. Great game, loved it, but everyone left that game empty. And I feel like when you go to sport of any kind, you kind of want to leave with a result. I don't like the fact that soccer always ends up in draws. Everyone in that when you're walking out, there's 100,000 people there nearly, and everyone was flat. The Collingwood, the Essendon supporters, the Mutual supporters, everyone wants a result. So I'm like, surely, I know when I was playing, I'm a traditionalist. I like, just keeping things normal, but I reckon there needs to be a penalty shootout of some sort. Like, put someone 35 out on the mark and have 5 designated kickers. It'll be unbelievable for marketing and for the spectators. Like, watching 5 blokes kick goals, you'll hear a roar like you've never heard, like, to win the game with every goal that goes through. I think it needs to come in just for the spectacle. There's an argument for the 5 minutes each way, your extra time. I just think fought the shootout, 35 out, man's on the mark.
Exactly like soccer.
Exactly like that. I just think because every time that ball goes through the post, the crowd are going to lose it, both sides. You know what I mean? If one misses, the other crowd are going to lose it. It'd be great to sit there and hear the roars. Like, I just think you watch footy and you play footy for those moments, and I think you could – draws don't happen often. They're very rare. I played in one. Like, and I feel privileged to play in one because I reckon a lot of people haven't, and I know that feeling. I just think it's time to maybe think about it anyway. I don't know about what your take is on it, but I think it'd be great viewing.
No, it's well said. We do something different in finals, so I'd love to have a result. I love me NBA and me NFL and overtime, especially for a punter that's cheering on a little multi. You get a few extra touches and whatnot. So you're saying you'd rather the shootout versus...
I'd rather shootout.
But I'm the same as you, man. I was going for Essendon. I tipped Essendon. It's still got the tick on me tipping, but I thought Essendon was paying like 350. I thought it was, I wanted that tip. I wanted to get them over the line and... regardless if they lost or won, I was exactly like you, mate. I would have felt the exact same if Essendon lost, knowing that I wanted them to win. Yep. And in a draw, you're just like, ugh. No one, as you said, no one actually wants a draw. And I think the 2 points at the end of the year, they probably do want the draw because the 2 points are better than zero. But yeah, I don't know, man. I just think it's a day like Anzac Day, especially a blockbuster like that. You'd love them to have in the rules moving forward. We don't have any draws. I know they started with a draw, didn't they? That was the first one was a draw.
The first Anzac Day in the 90s, yeah, it was a draw. But
I'm all for it. I don't know about your goal-kicking comp. I'd actually prefer 5 minutes either way.
Yeah.
Just because it's more footy. It's more like, don't get me wrong, I love your concept as well, but I'd love to have the ball bounced up and have
again.
5 minutes each way because the game's obviously a cracker. It's a draw for a reason.
Yep.
And having another 10 minutes of footy, it would be, it would be outstanding. And you get tactics, you could change a few things. You see it in, we're talking now, it's Wednesday as we record, like, Philly just knocked off the Knicks. I know it was 6 points down. They ended up getting to OT and then they ended up winning in OT.
Yep.
So it gives an underdog story. I just love the overtime. So I'm
a
all
result.
For it.
You want a result. And I think you could skin it anyway. You could have the penalty shootout like I suggested. I think that would be great viewing. Yeah, not so much as a player. You'd want another crack. It's 18, 22 blokes. You'd want another crack to win it.
Yeah.
Golden goal would be a good one too. Like
too quick.
You reckon?
Yeah, like it just feel like it could be. Imagine an umpire goes holding and then it kicks in. You're like, just one goal. Oh,
Yeah,
I definitely think all of them in a, they have the celebrity games and all that. I don't know, didn't they do a goal kicking comp after when they had a draw? I don't know. I'm just thinking. But anyway, I think 5 minutes either way, it would be. Imagine a double overtime. Like it being in an overtime game. I was at the Super Bowl overtime. It's just incredible. Every possession matters more because there's not much time left and that these are the moments that are going to count forever. So I'm all for overtime.
Yeah, that was me. So something to think about for the listeners out there.
Actually keen to hear what everyone thinks. Get in the Spotify, guys. Been reading all your comments.
We'll put three down, overtime with time on or whatever it is, 5 minutes each way, goal kicking, shootout like I suggested, and golden point.
Golden goal.
And we'll see what the polls come up with.
Like it. What else, mate? Anything else on the weekend?
No, played footy. We won't go into that. We got smashed, but a few soldiers went down. So, mate, Sunday, spent a lot of time with the kids.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, nothing.
Well, let's get stuck into it. I'll start off with our play on or out of bounds. Pig, you've got one for us. Speaking of planes, I handled that small plane quite nicely. It was a beautiful takeoff and landing. In fact, it was very smooth. We had great weather. So I was looking outside, blue skies, both days that I was in the plane. Yeah, I missed the first flight. So there was a little bit of wind landing, but it was only for about a minute. Outside of that, it was safe as a house. So it was great. So anyway, back to the point about planes. You've got one for the plane
on
or out of bounds.
Or out of bounds. And this shot across my desk the other day, my brother, he's been going, flying from Brisbane to Alice Springs to do some work. Couple of weeks on, couple of weeks off, whatever.
Yeah. FIFO operator.
Yeah, and play on or out of bounds? Short haul flight, 2 to 3 hours. Can you lay a cable, do a Boris, whatever, however you want to say it, on a short haul flight? Because, it's a sticky one, and a lot of people, pardon the pun, it doesn't sit well with some people, and some people are like, if you've got to go, you've got to go. For me, if I got to go, I've got to go. And I know, like, on a long-haul flight, it goes without saying, you can't sit for 13 hours and have a half a foot cable just sitting in your guts, and you can't let it just sit there. So short-haul flight, and you were on one. Surely there was no toilets on your little...
Oh, I don't think you want a bloke like me with gastro going. If you got gastro, it's out of bounds.
What's going there? Did you have gastro?
Well, I was all good for that flight for some reason. It was only until I hit Bunboogle. It was like, oh, it went down again. But
how many people were on your flight?
It was chockers.
Oh, okay. All right. Anyway, so... And it made me think.
Only an hour flight.
It made me think. And you know, he goes, yeah, this is probably a good one. I said, it is a good one because I think everyone's either... tasted both ends of it. They've needed to either go to the toilet and they've held it in, or they've just gone, stuff it, I'm going.
Okay, yeah.
And then there's also the waiting in the line, needing to go do a piss, and then someone dirty prick in front of you is just laid one, and you've got to walk in there. You're like, oh, you dirty.
And you look him in the eyes like, you dirty mongrel. I know what you've done. And you always say, oh, it wasn't me, it was the guy in front of me. he's laid a cable, the one before me. I'm just going in there to piss.
100%.
You know what my thing is? If you're going to go in there and do a Bory Becker, you got to make sure you flush it as soon as it hits the bottom. You know what I mean? So it's like down, flush, then you can sit there. And if you've got a little bit more to go, you can't be sitting there letting it stew for a couple of minutes in that hot box. I think it's play on if you want to go there. You got to go. You can't be sitting in there for 5-10 minutes unless you're in all sorts like the train was all last week. I honestly think you've got to get it out, flush it straight away. And then you do your thing, and then you know what? Soap up, so it smells.
But are you saying like, can you hang? Some people go, hey, you can hang on for it for an hour and a half, 2 hours. So you're saying, nah, if you need to go, you're going. Depends on their level of pain, I guess.
Yeah, look, I'll tell you, there's nothing better than getting in first. Just a quick one, and then sit down before anyone even knows. And you go, I'm sorted for the trip.
As soon as the seatbelt buckle comes on, the light comes on, you're in.
What do you think's cleaner, the one on the plane or the toilets at the airport?
Well, you know, in the Virgin Lounge, mate, they're pretty clean.
Oh, the lounge? Yeah, mate, you'll lose your velocity pretty quick now that you're not flying. I'll give you the tip.
Oh, have you?
I was a gold for years and then straight back to silver year out.
Yeah, they forget.
They forget, they get rid of you quick. Yeah. Tipping, let's get to our tipping leaderboard. It is getting tight up the top. How'd you go last week, Pig? Did you tip a few winners?
I tipped 8 from 9. I think the Dogs cost me in the end. I tipped them over Freo. So, a bit of a letdown. I've been saying it the whole year that the Dogs are inconsistent, but like they sold me the week before. So, 8 from 9. You?
I had a 9.
So 10.
Yeah. 10 well, points. Only in Osmo Aces is the 9, but in our other league that we've got, Tipopotamus, he gives us, you get your bonus point, which I don't really agree with, but I'll take it. But in the Osmo Aces tipping competition, we have a tie for the first 5, for first spot, but there's 5 of you. So Benchwarmer 13, I think I've read the Benchwarmer's name out a few times, sits on top. Jack Orchard 01, and then Panuccio, I reckon that might be Pooch from Riddles Creek.
Panuch.
We've got Caitlin _ and Joshy Locke.
Pooch.
Joshy Locke, what a last name. All tied up on 48. I'm on 42. What are you on, Pig?
Not sure, to be honest.
So well done, guys. But look, we're starting. Have you got any replies for your jumpers? I mean, we're going to have to really ramp this home end of the year, but as Gorny
on. Cold as ice. And like, I'm cold everywhere. And even my best mate's like, nah, mate. Like, and I was like, come on, man. I'll get him. He goes, you wouldn't do it for me. And I've got a couple. I've got like a few charity events I said I'll get a jumper for and that. So I'm not giving up. I'll keep pestering them and I'll get there. So
we should find out again who they really want for the tipping competition. What teams, starting to think Jezza Cameron's would go really well. Geelong are flying. So I'll have to give the big boy a call. Let's start with the big dog early. Punters Club review, it was successful. Our 12-week challenge is well and truly alive. We've got about 200. We had a boost there that, we don't give the boost out when we give the odds. We got $2.10 last week and then we boosted it. So we had about $260 in our account, and we are ready to load all of that up for week 2. Mm-hmm. Jeez, week 12. Imagine we can get there.
We will.
So very exciting.
It's what we deserve too after, a painful start of the year. I feel like this is what we deserve, a few winners now. Mm-hmm.
Pigs parlay, bit stiff. You had
Stringer straight off the bat, and to be honest, I didn't even watch it after that. So stop coming at me, everyone. Like, I am just nowhere. I know it. I can't get the jumpers. I'm just nowhere.
I've actually got one from one of our listeners, Trig. I've got the handle here somewhere, but Trigg's written in and he said, Pigs parlay couldn't be far off this week. Stop that. Couldn't pick his nose, that bloke.
No, come on, Trigg. Show us your statement and your sports bet. See how you're going, champion.
I go, any constructive criticism for him, we'll read it out on the pod. And he goes, absolutely, Tommy. He goes, we love the pig, but geez, he stepped in from day one and just expected things to happen. He's come in overconfident and there is just eggs running down his face at the minute. He just needs to get back to the fundamentals. Wow. He doesn't need to be biting off these corridor kicks all day thinking he's the man.
I'd love to have a look at Trigg.
Find a few cheaters of the game to fill your boots. Blokes on kickouts to kick out the square. Your selfish footballers who will be having a shot from anywhere inside 60 for a snag. They may kick one goal four. They may burn a few sausages on the full, but they're going for glory all day. It's not bloody rocket science, Pig. I did hear the Pig mention he may need to take some tips from the listeners to get off the mark. I've attached my slip below for the Pig. It's better than bank interest at $14, so if you ask me. So feel free to claim this as your own to get the angry fans off your back when it's absolutely shits in. Love your work, boys. And he sent in his multi as well. So I can, if you want me to read that out, Pig, I can. What's your thoughts on Isaac Tregonza?
Is that his name?
Tregonza. Isaac Tregonza.
Trigger, you know where. Show us your statement. I want to see. He must be rich. He must be the best punter in the world.
He's actually got, this is what he's put for you this week, and you should potentially have a listen to this. Butters for 25, Houston for 20, and Isaac Rankin for 15. He's then said Melbourne
don't
or Geelong.
I bet Rankin had 10 the other week when he cost me, so there you go. You know where, Trig.
Either team. By 39 or less with the Melbourne or Geelong game at $1.22.
That's good.
Then he's taken Liam Duggan for 20, Jeremy McGovern for 15, and Essendon to win. And then against Richmond Freo, he's got Caleb Sarong 25, Brayshaw 25, Hayden Young 20, and Jordan Clark 20, giving you a maximum of 14.51.
I don't hate it, to be honest, Triggy.
Did you want to take Triggy's advice? I know we do this later on, but I just thought this is outstanding from Isaac Tregonza. I should say his name, probably Tregonza.
And if it loses, I'm coming at him next week.
Oh, there you go, Isaac. We're going to run with you for the Pigs parlay this week.
Thanks, man. All right, let's get on.
You want to run with it?
Yeah, I'll run with that.
Okay, there you go. Well, I'll post that in our one and we'll get to mine later on. But very good work from Isaac.
We'll tag him too.
You're not happy with Isaac's comments.
Nah, he's all right. We love it. But I've already got my tail up a little bit. I'm ready. You know,
can you imagine your first one gets up $14 and it's because of Tregonza? And you're getting into him.
I don't even know if I want it to get up now. we'll get on him. We'll back him in.
Very good. I had a successful week, so thanks to everyone that wrote in. Went a bit safe with the 570. Could have got anything with Jezza Cameron for 3 or 4 or 5 and Dixon for 2, but 3 or 4 would have been nice. But anyway,
we
take
two winners now. So what, $15 thing, $16 thing, and what was that?
$570.
So you're well into the green. If everyone but it was put $10 every week on your betting.
Week 1 and week 7, I've gone. So hopefully I can go again this week.
Yeah, you're well.
But we're a team. We want if mine loses and yours wins, I'm getting on yours every week. So just as long as the week, you do realize I get on yours and mine together. So the week that they all come off will be a fantastic week for the podcast.
At least once, surely.
Anyway, let's get stuck into our listener questions of the week. We love these and we appreciate everyone that gets into it. If you don't know where to go, head to Spotify, comment on our last podcast and write in your stop thats, write in your play on or out of bounds, write in anything.
We probably need a little bit of help with both stop thats and, we come up with our own stop thats and play on or out of bounds, but we'd love to hear more. So.
We would, because it's starting to run a little bit thin. Yeah, I've got a good one this week, I think, but it's tough. It's tough out there.
Yep.
Now, mates, we love this part, reading through our comments, and there's some crackers here. Let me just go through, I guess, a few off the back of last week. Now, we had a few people ask about what's been the funniest thing you've heard when people are getting paid at local footy clubs.
Yep.
Did you have a chat to anyone at your local footy club at the Colts for any funny stories?
No, I didn't. But I asked if there was any tab tickets going around. I've heard of someone said the other day something about a horse share in a horse or something.
Yeah,
like
well,
that.
That's what we've got here. Oh, Geordie McMahon has written in. In relation to country footy payments, boys, I've got some good mail for you from the Maui Footy Club.
Ah, Manny Galagotis.
He reckons you're getting shares in horses at the Maui Footy Club.
Manny Galagotis, he's the president down there, and he's a horse trainer. So there you go. That does not surprise me.
Big shout out to Maui Footy Club. If you're a horse enthusiast and you can kick a, you know, you can kick the Sharon nicely, both feet, get down to Maui. And yeah, Thorpedale.
He's pretty tight though, old Manny. I don't know if he'd be giving too many shares of horses.
And then Thorpedale, they're paying blokes with tractors.
Right.
So there must be a real farmer operation.
What do you, like, think about it. Like, if I'm coming from the city, yeah, I go,
you're not probably paying, you're probably living in the country.
Thorpedale. Yeah, mate, we'll get your tractor. I'll go, what the fuck am I going to do with this
John
thing? Going down the Monash and me tractor.
Can you imagine? They go, mate, we're tight on cash. He's just John Deere.
I'll be putting on Marketplace in 20 minutes.
Well, that might be the go.
Yeah, you're not getting bang for your buck, though, on Marketplace.
You're getting a bit for the John Deere. Have you seen what they go for?
Yeah, well see.
Anyway, so thank you, Jordan. Love that.
That's funny.
This one's from Sammy Cox. Best footy trip locations in Australia for a local footy club and the best footy trip story you've got for us.
Oh, I can't go into the best footy trip stories.
They probably have to stay where they were. Yeah, what about the best location?
I've been to Cairns. Mm. I've been to Airlie Beach. I think that's all I've been to in Australia. Cairns, both when I was playing VFL at Frankston, we always went overseas. When footy trips were a thing at, you know, Essendon. I never went to one at Melbourne. We didn't have them. But Cairns is great fun. Airlie Beach is great fun too.
I think Gilligan's around there as well.
Gilligan's is in Cairns. Yeah, the Kryptonite. Anyone that's been there, the green drink they have there, it's just absolute syrup. yeah, they're good fun.
Is that
good
where
fun.
You recommend the our man here, Sammy Cox?
They're nearly the only two places I would go in Australia.
What about outside of Australia? Thailand?
I haven't been to Thailand, but haven't been there for footy trip. I mean, Vegas and you go to America, you go to Thailand.
Vegas is the one.
Vegas is the
but
one.
But everyone's, you know, not everyone's
21. So, you know, you put Bali, you could get a good trip in Bali, but you're bumping into a lot of Aussies there.
You're bumping into a lot of groups as well. I think you want to go somewhere where you're not.
Thailand would be pretty mad. You could do a good trip there. You go like, and there's a lot of different little cities close to each other that you could get to.
But I never went on a footy trip.
Huh?
I never got to go on one.
No?
We only ever had one footy trip, and I got asked not to go on it because I carried on a Mad Monday, and they told me not to go. It was a bit of a stitch-up as well. I'd paid, and it was we recommend you not to go. I'll never forget it. I was like sitting down with Simon Lloyd, who's the greatest guy in the world because he was the head of development, and I said, Simon, I want to go to this Hong Kong footy trip more than anything.
Oh, I've been to Hong Kong footy trip.
And there he goes, mate, it's in your best interest. They're saying it's in your best interest. You should not go, you know. I want to look out for you. Trust me, you'll regret it if you go. I was like, oh, well, then get me money back. And I didn't even get me money back. And I just had to cop it, requested a trade desk in the next week. Didn't get that one, luckily, because would have been with you on holidays for a year. But it didn't get to go, and all the boys went and had the best time of their lives.
Yeah, Hong Kong's good fun.
All because of Mad Monday. Just got a bit excited on social media.
What'd you get up to? We'll go on that off air.
Put a couple of photos up flying on social media. Just a few swear words in the caption. Bit silly, 18-year-old. You know, we've all been there.
Yeah, no, we have.
From all reports, Coxie, I've heard of Hong Kong.
Yeah.
And they got Happy Valley and all that around the corner.
Cairns and Airlie Beach, hands down, don't think there's anywhere else. I mean, you could probably get somewhere about Sydney, but I don't know the place that well. But anyway, move on.
Thomas Genji, I believe. He's even told me how to pronounce his last name. But Thomas, hey, boys, love listening to the pod. While on the tools, was there a particular player you guys just hated playing on and why?
Toby Green, I didn't like playing. He works real hard. I don't care what anyone says. Like, I hated the guys that just get up and down the ground, like real good players. Like, I didn't mind playing on, you know, your Eddie Betts or your Cyrils, and like you just had to be switched on in the 50. But I backed myself in one-on-one. But I knew if a guy ran me around, I would get tired and then
lose your speed,
lose my speed, get embarrassed out the back trying to, you know, chase ass or whatever it is. Whereas I knew if I, you know, was on those nippy ones that stuck around goals, I'd have at least all my speed, all my endurance, and I'd back myself in. I just never, like, I remember playing on like someone like Tom Scully one day. And I was just like, I remember it was my first year actually. I said to Mark McVay, I was in my first year. I was playing some good footy. And I was like, mate, I can't stay with him. And he goes, ah, fuck it, I'll get him. And then he just, and he goes, and he just stayed. I'm like, I can't run with him. Like, he's so fit. So those guys, oh, it's hard to name one now, but I had like Steve Johnson because he kicked like three. You keep him to zero touches the whole game. I remember I kept him like one touch for three quarters and he kicked three on me in the last quarter.
Crazy.
Like, yeah, so. Yeah, but the real fit guys, some guys like them. I hate them. You?
Yeah, you're Isaac Smith and Brad Hill, especially when they're at Hawthorn. They would play the wing differently. They had such great chemistry. They just swap, run diagonals. You know, we were kind of just mainly stay on your man and on your winger, beat them in, and then, you know, if they get in, get up their ass, try to kick a goal on them. Pretty simple stuff. But when they're running zigzags and trying to get out and just crazy speed with endurance. I had great endurance, but they had better speed, and eventually you just can't keep up with them. I think the other one was Blikaz when he come into he was playing on the wing, and he just has a bigger, longer gait, and you literally can't keep up with his speed because his legs are just so big.
Yeah,
you've probably got this. His endurance is through the roof. So those guys were probably the hardest I've ever played on, especially those Hawthorn boys when they were going. It was just. You know, one comes off the bench and you're like, oh, here we go again. You know, they were generally beating us, so you're chasing us. Yeah,
they're a good team. They're moving the ball quick. It just makes it impossible.
Some great questions there, guys. So we'll leave that there. We've got a great stop that from B Shep. We'll read that one out later. Hayden Watson, loving the pod, fellas. Gave you boys the first 8 weeks to get the tips right and finally jumped on this weekend. All aboard the train while the pig's playing in the mud. Choop, choop. Thanks, Watto. Love your work, mate. Very good. Like always, guys, get in the comments. It does fire us up. Some great questions there for this week. Well, Pig, it is an AFL podcast. Probably time to talk some footy.
Yep.
Oh, yes, the Rick's Eye Catcher. How can I forget about my own brand and sponsorship? Mine.
Yep.
Well, mine's a quick, simple one, mate. The NBA finals are on right now, and I got a couple crackers. I saw LeBron James the other day. He fouled in game five Jokic, and he was filthy, and he stormed off. And as he stormed, he did the big, U-turn, and he went past, all the celebrities in Denver, and one of the ladies was right in his face, and he did the old little shirt at her, and she shit herself, and then he started doing the ooh, under the baseline. I thought, haven't you? It's so funny, man. He's, taking the piss out of a fan in, it's a do-or-die game. He's having a blinder as well, and I don't know, I just found it very funny, because she was leaning over almost on the court, spraying him, and he went, a little quick liner like that, and she, you could see her quickly shit herself. Yeah, it was real good from the Kings. So that caught my eye. And the other one was LaMelo Ball. I love him. He's one of my favorite players to watch. But he's just come out with his new back tattoo. And I'm not sure about it. I mean, I couldn't imagine how much pain that would have, he would have been in to get that. But yeah, that was a huge tattoo, man. I don't know what. You got a t-shirt on most of the time. So to get your whole back done. Hey, nothing good. Against it. Everyone, each to your own, good. But I just.
I saw his and I didn't like it, but
it's got the KPI construction stop sign on it almost. It's that red on his back.
You won't get a KPI construction stop sign put on.
Get
your,
one on my forehead. So anyway, that's me Rick's eye catching moment. Please. One from the King and one from LaMelo Ball. Very good stuff there from the NBA. As always, guys, rickseyewear.com.au. Use the discount code ACES at checkout and you get 20% off and free express shipping on the house. Some great work there for Rixie there, your Anzac Day draw. Yep. We'll talk about that in a poll and some funny stuff from the NBA. Righto, man, it's time to get into the footy. We've got some blockbusters. Let's go through all the games, give our tips, skip over the dog shit games. And
we've got four games we're going to go into and the rest we're just going to give our tips as usual. And we'll fly through them because I honestly believe that people listening are just wanted to hear us talk shit and just think how much of an idiots we are. We're not expert tipsters, but we are tipping well at the moment. So
we are.
Anyway, Thursday night, Adelaide Oval, the derby or the derby in the Adelaide.
Showdown.
Yeah, is that what they call it? It is, the showdown.
Yeah.
Adelaide versus Port. Thursday night, it's going to be a cracker. Adelaide are playing, they're starting to find a bit of their mojo back.
North Melbourne.
Who did they win the week before? You know, I think
Essendon, they lost to Draper diving on the ball.
They should have won that. So I think in the last month, they're like third for entry, like scoring from entries, and they're third for, they're in the top three for scoring from their back half. So they're getting good looks. Port are Port. Like, they're just, they got superstars all over the place. Yeah. I think they win. I think they're still the, you know, one of the better teams. They're still around the top four mark for me, whereas Adelaide are scratching to ever even get close to playing finals. So I'm going to tip Port at $1.62. It's a bit of juice there.
There is juice there. I'm concerned with Rosie, Alir, and then Power Pepper's gone out with an ACL. Yeah. Shout out to you, mate. Hope you're going all right. That's terrible news. Yeah. So that's three really solid players out. I think Rosie's 50-50, but man, hamstring, soft tissue. You can't turn them around.
Nah, like, not that quick.
I don't care what you say. You're not coming back from, even if it's a tiny bit tight, you're not going to risk your potential Brownlow medalist, your captain, for one game when you're looking like being a top four side. And then Alir concussion. Is he confirmed out?
Rosie's been named.
Rosie's been named?
Yeah. Rosie trained yesterday and passed his test.
Wow. I mean, it was more of a knee extension. I don't know. Anyway, I've watched it live.
Literally is a big out for him. So
the player, I should do this later, but Horn Francis is the guy. Like, he'll play more mid-time, I'd imagine. I'm going to tip Port.
Yep.
I think they've got the wood over them, Adelaide, the last few years, just from remembering Jordan Dawson's performances.
The two ins are Ryan Burton and Jed McAtee.
Jed McAtee and Ryan Burton come in. They're two solid players. Mate, I'm going to go with Port. Yeah, Brado on fire. We need to get you on the podcast
other games
there,
rather
Brado,
than go through the notes.
Hopefully that seeps through, that beautiful commentary. But yeah, I'm going with Port. I can't trust Adelaide. And I've been tipping Adelaide early in the year. And last week, you know what I did? I just scrapped my heart and just went with my head and form. And Port's, I thought Port were pretty disappointing last week, even though they won against St Kilda. They weren't great. So I'd imagine they'd be treating that win, reviewing that win like, it wasn't really a great performance.
Did they lose against Collingwood the week before that as well?
But smash.
Yeah, like, so they're not in great form.
Well, they're up by 30 points a quarter time. So they started that game well. But look, the showdown, anything can happen.
Exactly.
I wouldn't be putting a lockdown for Port.
Not at all. So we're both going Port. All right, Friday night. Collingwood versus Carlton.
Oh, that's the game of the round.
This is a cracker. And I can't wait to watch this. Like, this is like the two big dogs of the competition in terms of fan bases.
Should be the biggest crowd of the year, shouldn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, obviously last week, the Anzac Day game. But, like, this is, for me growing up as a Carlton supporter, this was the number one game of the year. Like, so Friday night at the G, cracker. And Collingwood draw last week. Carlton, they got beat by Geelong, but I still feel like they beat the
Giants the week before that.
Yeah, they're one of the better teams in the comp. I'm going to go Carlton purely off, I think they're playing better footy, and I think Collingwood still haven't found their mojo back just yet. They're showing good glimpses in patches, but I think the two big fellas, they can kick seven between them. I'm not going to put it in my pigs parlay, but I reckon Mackay and Kerno are just going to have days out.
But you've got no choice with your pigs parlay, because old Isaac's going to be running yours this week. Maybe we'll get Isaac's and yours. Yeah, I agree with you, mate. I think Kerno will be in my best. I'll put it out later, but their forward line, I just don't think Collingwood's back line is anywhere, like, they're not tall enough. This is a real weakness, I think, you know, matchup wise, like Collingwood's height versus, you know, Carlton's height. For me, it's why I'm tipping Carlton. I think everything else across the, I think Carlton's back line versus Collingwood's forward line, because call it even, midfield even, but this forward line v back line, I think they're too tall. Two tools will get on top of them.
Couldn't agree more. And, you know, Dustin Moore's showing a bit more, playing a little bit better than he did in the first month. But
yeah,
you're right. Who's going with him? All right. Saturday, Sydney versus the Giants. Another showdown. What do they call this one?
Battle of the Bridge. This will be big. Toby Green, obviously, 1 week out, so he's going to be fresh.
Yes.
I know for a fact Papley had a great history in this game and always played well.
He loves the big moments.
Loves the big moment. But, I wonder if Iden or someone will go to him. Sydney are flying, and the Giants, they were so impressive last week, I thought, against Brisbane. They blew Brisbane out the door. I actually flew that night that I said I got that flight. It was like 40-50, I reckon, almost tight at half time. And then there was no Wi-Fi on the plane. As I landed in Tassie about an hour and a bit later, mate, they're up by 40 points. I couldn't believe it. And
without Toby.
Yeah, and there's a new player for the Giants that I think everyone will start to become very familiar with himself. You know, I think you're going to see a superstar emerging in front of your eyes, and when he's playing with Toby and the likes, it's his name is Darcy Jones. He wears the helmet; you can't miss him. Yeah, but this bloke, if you watch footy, you understand he has so much talent and he's so quick. I reckon he is an excitement machine. So look out for Darcy Jones in your multiples as well. I think you got Toby Green, Hogan, Riccardi. You got there's so many blokes up there. Brown, they're kicking goals, and then you got Darcy Jones running at the feet. You got Cadman as well. Their forward line's stacked, and this bloke adds so much class around there as well. So look out for him. He's a little gem I've got for you, especially for those that play Super Coach.
Like, there's probably three or four games could be game of the round. I think this will be it for me. I'm going to go to the Giants purely off everything you just said, but I'm just going to touch on Sydney and Isaac Heaney. Like, he's winning the Brownlow at the moment. I reckon he's had votes in every game.
Yeah, kicked three last week, didn't he? He can play anywhere, like forward or back. Mid. Is he going to play? Do you reckon he's just going to keep playing the midfield and then just get his rest forward?
Like, I can't see, because, in the last few years, he was always a forward, pinch hit in the mid for
it's
a few
minutes.
It's
more the Luke Parker, Tay Adams discussion.
I just think you keep Heaney in it. He's your best player at the moment. Yep. So you work those blokes around him. So you don't move him, you don't shift him. It's working. Love him watching him play, but I'm gonna go the Giants.
The bookies have got Sydney at $1.86,
and Giants are nearly $2. So,
Giants for me, mate.
Skip through this one, but Sydney north of nowhere. We've been saying it, nearly one of the worst teams.
St Kilda North, is it?
St Kilda North, one of the worst teams I've seen in the last 20 years. I'm gonna go the Saints. You?
Yeah, I'll go the Saints. So I'd love I'd love the Kangas to win soon. I feel sorry for the boys.
I feel sorry for them. But
there's going to be an upset soon. You know, there's always upsets.
Yeah.
No. I hope this week's the one.
All right. This is another cracker. Saturday night at the G. Geelong versus my team, the D's.
Geelong at $1.81 at the moment. Yeah. They got the D's at $2 there. So they think the D's can win.
Danger went out. I don't know if it makes too much difference. I think they've got...
Hey, shout out to our man Cam Guthrie. Amazing comeback game last week. You talked about what Juddy might be doing with the jersey. I'd imagine he would be pulling it out under wherever he's put it.
I'd say he's a star now.
Yeah, 27 his first game back after a long stint. So, Cam, don't listen to old Hibbo and maybe what Juddy was doing with your jumper. Are going to be framing it. So, he's on the way to another, it could be another medal this year.
Yeah, so... It's looking that way. I think Gary Rowan's been dominating the VFL four again. He could come in, play a bit of a part.
What a footy club Geelong is.
Great at managing their players. Like, I know Danger's going out with injury, but like, I don't reckon Hawkins plays as long as he has if he went anywhere else. No. Like, Chris Scott's the best coach in the AFL. Like, they're just good all the time. The club managed everything from the admin to the players to the staff, whatever it is, like they just keep a nice culture around that place, and like they just win every year. It's crazy.
If you get into a cultural chat, you'd be getting someone from Geelong to come into your workplace.
The template should be Geelong.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's and Storm from the NRL. Yeah. There's probably a couple in the NFL that are the same, but I'm going to go to the D's. It's hard to go against them.
Is that because you used to play for them?
It is. I honestly believe this is a flip of the coin anyway.
D's last week were nearly getting beat by Richmond at halftime.
Anyway, I'm going the D's. I just think they're a different team with Cozzy in. He was. Yep. But they still won by about 40 points.
Yeah, like,
so,
40 points, yeah.
40 points, 40 points, Richmond or not. So I'm going to go to the D's. They just need to get their forward line going a little bit. The defense is good. Jake Lever dominated last week. Hopefully they can get Clary back into a bit of form. His hand's probably fully recovered. So I think D's will win.
Geelong for me again. Just because they're winning, I'm going to tip them. I've learnt my lessons last week with tipping. I just tip the teams that are consistently playing well. D's have been great. It's going to be a cracker game. Can go either way. But I'm just going to stick with the Geelong until Geelong get beat. And their team's so healthy. I know Danger goes out, but as I said, Guthrie's back and looks fitter than ever. And they've got some young gun mids in their homes to sign a big deal. So happy days for the Cats. And they play the G well. I think Jezza will get up the field. He's not like, see, Maisie might blanket Hawkins, but you can't blanket Jezza because Jezza runs up and he runs a mark.
Tommy McDonald will probably find himself going to
have
him.
Fun chasing him around. Yeah,
Tommy's fit. He's pretty quick. Jeremy's very agile, which is worrying. So they could even...
Coming off five goals as well. The big fella is up and about.
They could mix it up. They could put someone else on him. I don't know where they're going to go about
it. It's not even that. They've got so many other weapons.
They could swing Petty back. But yeah. I think they will. You know what? They probably
need to. He's being pretty quiet in the forward line.
They will swing Petty back. Yeah, that's a guess.
Just on that, this is a random one for you. And I don't want to put you in an uncomfortable position, but when the cry emoji came out from one of the Brisbane players a couple of weeks ago, I forgot to ask you, is he a very shy kind of guy? Because he doesn't even, or is he a bit down on confidence? Because I thought that's a moment where you show your assertiveness and don't cop it from a smaller bloke. Kind of just, is he, what kind of guy is he?
No, he's a ripping bloke. Country lad. Yeah, he's a quiet bloke, keeps to himself, wouldn't say anything bad about anyone. So people having a crack at him shits me. And so, I saw something today, someone said something online, it might have been Eddie McGuire, and he made a very good point that these guys can say anything they want, give you a little push, and that you can't do anything these days. You can't, if the bloke's head's over it, you can't give him you can't do anything. So I feel like if you're sitting there lipping up, it should nearly be like, all right, next time there's a bump willing to be there, you should be able to give him a clip. You're like, what are you going to do? Like, I don't know. I hate it. I reckon it's shit. I was never one to throw barbs and lip up to anyone.
I was too exhausted. I couldn't even. Yeah. I had nothing as well. I had nothing to go with. You know when some guy's chirping, you're like, man, I got nothing. I'm fucked.
Yeah, so to answer your question, I hated it. I reckon it's shit ass and weak as piss. But, he's a good bloke, mate. So, and he is pretty quiet and insular and keeps to himself. You know, when the ball's there and he's flying at it, no one's going harder than Harrison.
He's a great player when he's up and about,
Petty. But, pushing and shoving behind the ball, like as you said, what's the point? Mm. Whenever there was a wrestle, not only like, – this is my mindset – I'm too gassed. If I wrestle, I'm useless for 5 minutes after that. And you're worried about a $3,000 fine. I'm like, nah, mate, we'll just stay. I'll grab my opponent. I'll go, nah, we're staying here. So anyway, we'll move on. Good question in a way, but...
So you're going D's, I'm going Cats. Then we've got a couple of games to go.
I'm going Essendon over the Eagles.
Yep, I think that'll be a close game, but Essendon need to win that to play finals I think they will.
Richmond versus the Dockers at the G. I'm going to go to the Dockers. Richmond undermanned.
Just on that, the Dockers $1.50 to beat the Tigers. Yes. So the Tigers have severely depleted with tools and whatnot. Yes. And Richmond and Dockers played the Dockers football last week against the Dogs, who were going pretty well. Are you happy with the lock of the week to be Fremantle?
I'm very happy with
that.
Thank
you. We'll put that in as one.
And then we've got the Dogs versus the Hawks.
Dogs $1.26. That's another lock for me.
It's a lock for me too. The two big fellas. Who's going to defend
$2 for the week? That'll be our lock.
All right. And then the Lions versus Suns. Probably another good game. $1.47 for the Lions, but I think they'll win. But I wouldn't.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on with the Lions at the moment. A little bit, and they haven't won at the Gabba yet. And if they don't win this week, they lost this game last year from memory later in the year. The Suns would know that they can do it because they did it last year. Yeah. And I'd say they're a better team than they were last year. And then Brisbane need to win this game. They've had some tough matchups. Never as bad, never as good is the greatest saying. And they've had some tough matchups, but they have to win this game. Have to.
If you're a tipster and you're down on the tipster leading board, it's nearly your tip the Suns because Brisbane aren't going that well, and anyone can win these games. It's probably a rough year that you want to tip, but I'm going to go to the Lions.
I'll be checking the weather because if it's raining and it gets to it's very wet, I just think the Suns. I might be leaning to the Suns, but at the moment, if it's dry, I'm going to take the Lions. And what's killing me in my tipping? It's been the Dogs and the Lions, and tipping against Geelong, which I haven't done, and I'm not going to do. And I think Freo were in there a little bit as well. But the Lions are the ones that are killing me because I think I've tipped them most weeks. Oh, they'll be right. They'll bounce back. Oh, they're at home. They'll win. Hasn't happened. Yep. So if they don't win this one, I'll need to give them a little bit of a spell.
Yep. No, I'm with you. So that's our tips for the week. We are on to – and we've given our locks. So
yep.
We've got – the Dogs and Freo.
$262 from our first week rolling off. We had a nice boost button there. So that'll be rolling over onto the Dogs and Freo. So it's a Sunday. It's a graveyard shift, but we'll have to wait all weekend for that, but that'll be fun. Pig, I've actually gone one further again, and I've got me best bets. So anyone listening, get on early, get the odds. Charlie Kurnow for 3 goals, $1.73. Toby Green for 2 goals, $1.94. Caleb Sarong, $1.68 for 30 disposals or more. And then Aaron Norton against Hawthorn to kick 2, $1.42. You get $8. So that's the Tommy's tips for this week. Running hot, I'd love to go back-to-back. If you go back-to-back, you're the man.
You are the man. I reckon you will.
Are you going to send me your own on top of our man's?
Yeah, and that way if our man doesn't get up and mine does, I'll be coming straight for him.
I love it. We'll give you a shout-out, Isaac. Righto, well, it's time for one of our favourite segments, our KPI construction Stop That.
All right, mate, my KPI construction Stop That for this week, and, you know, I've been working on a work site. I play at a footy club. You know, I go to a bar for a drink. And my Stop That is... for any of you crook blokes out there, and it doesn't sit for the females, or I hope not anyway. Every time I go to the toilet, I swear to Tom, every time I go to the toilet, I see a stray pube on the seats. So whoever the culprit is that keeps plucking them out of their jocks and just planting them on the toilet seat, stop that. I'm sick of it. Like, yeah. Fix it up. Dust yourself off before I'm sick of getting the toilet paper before I have to sit down and wiping someone's dirty pubes off the bloody seat. It is absolutely pH. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, you go to the bar, you're at a footy club, or you're at work on a work site, and I reckon dead set 9 times out of 10, there's a stray curly there, and I'm like every time. I'm like, who's just leaving stray ones?
Yeah,
you've seen him. Tell me, you have.
Yeah, all the time. It's putrid, and even a little bit of dribble on the seat. It's like, come on, man. If you're gonna piss on the seat, wipe it. I don't want to come around here and wipe your.
I don't know about you. I'm culprit. I don't lift the seat up to piss every time. But if a couple of drops go on, I'm courteous enough to get some
courteous
paper.
Enough. Doesn't lift the lid, old pig. But here's a little aim. I'm a challenge.
I'm backing my aim in.
Yeah, it's all the only challenge I got these days is that little challenge
anyway,
right there.
Stop that. I don't want to keep looking at your pubes on the seats. It's no good. And the guys that I'm working with, guys that I'm playing with in footy, you're on notice. I'm spotting them.
Name and shame soon, I reckon, if you see them like come out before you. Very good, Fig. My KPI construction Stop That goes to all taxi drivers. Now, listen up if you've got the plates, the taxi drivers right here, because I've had a gutful. I've had an absolute gutful of jumping in their vehicles when I've got no other choice. I'm pushed into a corner, pig. There's no Ubers around, like I was in Launceston Airport at 10:30 at night, and I had no other way to get to Bamboogle besides this taxi driver. And I went on Uber just to check, and there was one about 15 minutes away to wait, and I thought, oh, there's a lot of people behind me. There's a cab right here. I'm better off paying a little bit more. And I looked up and it was $150 on Uber, and old mates charged me $270 in the cab. So to all you taxi drivers out there, stop that with your taxi meters. They're fixed. They're more fixed than a pokey machine. I tell you what, these blokes, I reckon when you're not looking, they're just weaseling them up. It's like times 25. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I know it's a long trip, but nearly $300 to go to the Bugle. Taxi meter, stop that. Give me a spell. If you want to get back in the game, fellas, have it you look after the civilians.
That's bullshit. 270.
That's what they do, man. I think that's why Uber's such a success. Their margin. They're just saying, well, taxis are reaming us. And that is a ream job.
That is, man. Are they? You know what they have? They have merged with Uber now. Picked up. Yeah, but like obviously they've got the taxi where they can ream you senseless.
No one's jumping in.
They're now Uber, just so they've got more cars around. I got in a taxi with my Uber app the other day. So they've merged. But they've obviously got on the side the taxi ream job.
Oh, and it, not only that, it was one of the big. It was a very average car. You know how you get on the Uber, it's an Uber X, whatever, and it's not a bad. So, but, yeah, I was in this little taxi, and old mate. Oh, by the way, I must say he's probably going to stop that with the trips. I've sent him to Bamboogle and Lost Farm accommodation there. Just dropped me off there, great man. I was just thinking, oh, he's got to drive all the way back on his own. So it's. Look,
he's driving back an extra 270.
Oh, yeah, he milked me dry. Oh, wow. So, anyway, that's me. KPI Construction, yeah, stop that. The taxi meters, you blokes driving those vehicles, stop milking us. You're kidding yourself. And you're killing the civilians with the economy's tough right now, and you can't be reaming us like you do.
You go, like, you know, you go out for a drink and a dinner or whatever and have a few drinks. You'd be on Chapel Street and, yeah, mate, how much? Oh, where you going?
Yeah.
And I'll go, Carnegie. There we go. Nah. You're like, mate, just let me get in.
Yeah, they actually go, nah.
Yeah. And it's like, $70. I'm like, $70? It's $15.
And your phone's dead. You're absolutely blind.
Oh, no.
Oh, man, that is – I reckon I come out at Crown once hammered. I'm going, mate, where you going? I go, I drop us off at Essendon and, or wherever. Nah, fuck that.
What
do you mean, man? Essendon's a cracker trip because my mate was going Essendon. And I go, I'm going to South Yarra. He goes, South Yarra? Nah, because he wants a long trip. I'm going, come on, man.
What I want?
They want a long trip. They've been waiting I think they wait in line for ages. So like when they have to leave the queue, they've got to go right to the back again. It must be a system.
Mm.
So yeah, it's actually not funny when you go to a cabin. You get the door. They actually lock the door.
Yeah.
They wind the window down. Yeah. You go, g'day mate, how are you? Can you just drive me home? Where do you live? And they just go, nah. And then wind the window up on you. It's outrageous.
You're filthy. You're filthy.
Very good from you, mate. Well, thanks to everyone that tuned in. Aces Premiership Countdown Round 8. Plenty of talking points, no doubt. Let's hope that we can get our parlays and our Tommy's tips and our best bets locked up for you all. Thanks for your support. Again, last thing I want to say is please get on Spotify, get involved, get your stop thats, get your planner out of bounds, and just get your comments in there because they actually create some great combos. We appreciate everyone that wrote in this week. Hope you have some fun, and we'll see you next week on Aces Premiership Countdown. This episode is proudly sponsored by KPI Construction Services. When it comes to construction sites, reliability and efficiency are key. That's where KPI Construction Services shines. With a single call, KPI provides a range of essential services, which includes labour hire, crane hire, and traffic control. KPI is a progressive business with modern plant and equipment across all of their operating states. Focusing on innovation and to avoid the business drifting is always front of mind. We are proud to be aligned with and have such a reputable company partnering with the show. Aces, I know I always go on about the Rixies, but I got huge news. We have all our styles and colours restocked on the website right now. Get online, grab some sunglasses at rickseyewear.com.au right now and use our little discount code Aces if you want a 20% discount code on the house.